This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. America is normalizing global assaults on democracy. I'm counting the days now until I'm home as I wind down this five-country global business tour. The travel's been longer than I like, but there have been some benefits aside from meeting new friends, helping push new organizing drives farther, and celebrating milestones with our affiliates. Frankly, it's been nice to be able to learn about other countries and their issues and interests and be free for a couple of weeks from Trump world and its daily horrors. It's been days since I've had to write about the home country, even if the subject comes up frequently in my meetings. There's no escaping the fact now that Trump's shadow and his attacks on any figment of democratic norms and legal restraints has removed America from its status as a vaunted city on the hill, inspiring others, enforced by our actions and example to limit power and our generosity to neighbors and those in need, as we have become an enabler of oligarchs, autocrats, dictators, and the far right, knocking on the door of fascism. The fact that his reign seems to be impulsive and often to lack rhyme or reason does not alter the impact it is having across the world. Rather than being a safe haven in a troubled world, Trump has made us mean-spirited and bullying. I'm not just talking about the way the USA is now dealing with immigrants and deportation, but that is a good example of the worst face we're showing the world. It has allowed the far right in Britain to boldly promise they will deport 600,000 people if they win the next election. It has allowed Italy to suspend applications for asylum, to hold people in detention for 90 days with no limits on extensions. The USA is now making commonplace the notion of sending deportees to countries that are virtually failed states, and other countries are following our lead. I wish it was easy when asked to explain our foreign policy now to simply answer that we have none, except perhaps a domestic mandate to further our own interest above any other consideration. At lunch in Malta, the daughter of a former prime minister of that country who has lived in Texas for many years before returning home pressed me over and over about how we're enabling the human rights and war crimes in Gaza and the West Bank and continuing to supply arms and jet fuel to Israel, citing the shift in voting by a few Democratic senators against continuing to send Israel arms, sounded so embarrassingly lame coming out of my mouth that I wish I had just shrugged, apologized, and taken my beating. It's never been easy to explain some actions of America, like how we neglect and abuse our lower-income populations, the growing gap between rich and poor, our bellicosity and frequent endless wars. But there was never a reason to feel we owed an apology. We did our part to stop these things, so we worked in solidarity. Now it's different. It seems individually and collectively, we're impotent. Despite all our claims, even when somewhat strained, about balance of powers, rule of law, countervailing powers, strength of institutions and democratic norms, all of these supposed bulwarks turned out to have been built on sand and unable to stop one man and his minions who seek to wield power without restraint or even rational limits from doing so. One minute he's trying to fire an independent Federal Reserve governor, and the next he wants NFL teams to return to their insensitive names, museums to tear down exhibits, and Roger Clemens to be enrolled in the baseball's Hall of Fame. Worse, he's now mobilizing the military against American cities, their leadership, and their citizens simply because he wants to do so. There was a time that the U.S. would react in horror, make threats, and impose sanctions if a leader in another country sent troops without pretense to muscle up opposition in their cities. Now, that's exactly who we are. So why would anyone believe there were limits anywhere or elsewhere? It's not enough to say we're sorry. It's pathetic to claim while we're being rolled over that somehow the next election will turn us around. These are dark days. Here's one last kicker as I prepare to come home. If I were trying to get a visa to visit the United States for work or pleasure, everything I've now said here would virtually guarantee that I would not be admitted because my values and belief in things like the people shall rule, be able to speak and assemble, work for justice and build power, would clearly not align with what Trump and the State Department now see as acceptable American values. This is Wade Brathke. For comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.